Thank you for joining us today on Answers. Does it seem sometimes that you're trapped in a box? Often we can get so pressured by circumstances that our very lives seem dominated and even defined by our problems. This is not what God has planned for us. Our lives cannot be out of control when our God is in control. This is your host, Craig Stallard, and we're excited to bring to you today our guest evangelist, Reverend Brian Kinsey, as he ministers at the South Texas Camp Meeting in Pasadena, Texas. Now let's join Pastor Kinsey as he ministers on the subject, the ancient truth of dominion.
To all of the saints of God, I bless you in that wonderful, glorious name. I want you to be lifted up and encouraged. So encouraged that you can bless everyone around you and not be afraid that they might get blessed before you do, but be thankful that God can use you to be a blessing in somebody else's life. I just want you to know, South Texas, I feel an anointing on you tonight that I can't sense everywhere that I go, but it's on you here in this service. It's on this district, an anointing to take new territory, an anointing to get out of the comfort zone and produce and accomplish the purpose of Almighty God. Is anybody ready to snap the chains off of them right now and say, I want victory in this house. I want revival in this place. In the last minister's meeting that we held, I preached and I gave two words to the brethren, and I want to give it to you here tonight. One was increase and the other was abundance, both connected to the Messianic covenant. One to the name of our God, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's what he is to us. But of the increase of his government and of his peace, there shall be no end. So I speak increase upon this district right now and multiplication. I speak the abundant blessing of God. Jesus didn't come to kill or to steal or to destroy, but he has come that you might have life and that you might have it more. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 22. I was reading in my daily devotions, of all places, in the genealogies of the Chronicles. What a fun place to read, but I saw something I've never seen before. How many of you ever read about the prayer of Jabez? It's in the genealogies of the Chronicles. But I found something else, a golden nugget that I would like to share with you here tonight. And I place this word upon the South Texas district to all the ministers, saints of God, in this house. And Jocham and the men of Chozeba and Joash and Seraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jesheb, Laam, and these are ancient things. These were the potters, those that dwelt among the plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. It's always been God's purpose to give his people dominion, regardless of what their circumstances are. It's always been his intention from the very beginning, whether you're in Moab, Jerusalem, or bless your heart, Houston. Not everybody can pastor in Florida. Some people have to come to Houston and pastor. But I just want you to know that God has purposed from the very beginning. These are ancient things, referring to the fact it's God's original intention from Genesis chapter 1 on to give you dominion. And I claim that for you in this place in Jesus' name. And these, my text, and these are ancient things. My text refers to several people, names that we do not recognize. They are not renowned in Scripture. But the Bible says it doesn't make any difference. They were still designed by his purpose, and they had dominion in Moab. These men were living in Moab either by circumstance or by strategy, and they were unaffected by the idolatrous culture around them. And they were given dominion, and they retained their Jewish heritage and identity. In our world today, we understand and know that the culture around us is very hostile toward what we preach, what we live, and what we believe. The culture no longer supports our apostolic message and our apostolic doctrine of holiness and truth. They do not believe in our values, and therefore, because of the pressure of that culture, it may not affect the older generation that much, because our older generation is set and they know where they're headed, but our younger generation is definitely being affected by the environment around them. But our environment does not have to dictate our values. And our atmosphere around us does not have to dictate what we believe. Because it doesn't have to affect my identity, even though I live in an affluent, wicked culture. I can still have dominion because my choices determines my character and not my circumstances. I don't care how bad I feel, I'm coming into the house of God and I'm going to worship His name. I don't care how much pressure there is today, even from Pentecostal circles, to silence our voice and to silence our preaching and to keep us from being exuberant in our worship. But you've come to the wrong place tonight. Because I'm not ashamed of our praise, and I'm not ashamed of who we are, and I'm not ashamed to stand up here, and even though I don't demand you to be demonstrative, I sure am expecting you to. I'm not gonna beat you down if you don't, but I sure ain't gonna leave here till you move. Because I didn't come for ordinary church, because I don't need ordinary church. There's ordinary churches all over this place that you can sit silent in, but I want a red hot Holy Ghost apostolic church that knows how to break the yoke. The devil's trying to tear us down, but somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to say, I'll fight. Somebody's got to say, I want dominion in Moab. I want dominion in Moab. So I have to learn how to make right choices without everything in the environment being conducive for that choice. We are so spoiled, and you know that we are. We're so spoiled that a lot of times we have to have a certain kind of atmosphere. It's got to be the right temperature. It's got to be the right decibels. It's got to be said as, they got to sing it, those kind of songs. They got 7 words and you sing it 1,100 times. 7-11 songs. You've heard of those. Oh, and if they would have sang it one more time, I would have got my blessing. All that kind of immature thinking has got to leave us. We got too many people to save. And it may be different in Houston, but everybody that walks through my doors that needs God, they're troubled. Their marriages are troubled. Their lives are broken and bruised. They don't need just another class or another program, but they need the power of a living God. They need a real Jesus. They need a real church that knows how to touch the throne of God on their behalf. They are bound by every addiction, but I serve a God that can defeat every addiction in the name of Jesus. I am not afraid of the challenges this generation presents to us, because I believe in the message of the one God of heaven and earth. And friend, that's the only doctrine that'll put the devil in the run. He's scared of that doctrine. He doesn't mind a divided God. He can handle that. But when you only preach one God and there is no other, and beside me there is none else, my name is one. Whoa, Sharana. When you get to preaching that, hallelujah. Although Moab was off limits according to the law, they could not possess Moab's land. The law forbid it. However, the enemy would not leave well enough alone, and Moab kept troubling Israel. Although God declared by his law that they had a right to exist, they did not have a right to trouble Israel. And because Moab kept troubling Israel, God gave them victory and God gave them dominion. He placed certain people in certain positions that became influencers and decision makers in Moab that turned the tide. This was decreed from prophetic times that no matter where God's people go, no matter what situation you put them in, the message, the identity, the heritage of who they were would champion the cause in their life. I don't know what God's allowed in your life. I don't know what trouble you're faced with right now, because I'm looking at some hurting people as I preach to you and I see your faces. I see some hurting people in this house. You've got situations and circumstances totally beyond your control. You didn't even cause it to happen. It surprised you out of nowhere. But here it is. It's at your doorstep and you don't know which way to turn or which way to go. But you came to the right place tonight, because I'm going to speak victory into your life. I know you're fighting and I know you're struggling for your very survival, but I've come to tell you that somebody somewhere in the past has already gone through what you're going through, and they've come through on the other side, and they're still dancing and praising and magnifying the name of the Lord. I don't know why some of you have been troubled physically, and some of you have been troubled financially, and some of you have been troubled emotionally, but I do know this: I serve a God that's designed this thing from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, that the man that he created would have dominion, that we would be fruitful, that we would multiply, that we would replenish the earth and subdue it in the name of Jesus. Adam lost that, and we lost that through his sin, but Jesus Christ through the cross of Calvary restored it back to the church, and he said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and it shall by no means hurt you. You can tread on serpents and scorpions. That wasn't a trite statement. That wasn't just a get up and jump and shout statement. That gives you dominion and power, that wherever you put your foot, the devil has no claim or right to it. It belongs to the people of God. I have come to declare to this district in the name of Jesus, our young people and this younger generation belongs to Jesus Christ. And I don't mean to be ugly in any way, but they don't belong to the denominational world, and they don't belong to the charismatics. They still belong to the aisle running bunch. They still belong to the holiness preaching bunch.
Hear us from heaven. Hear us from heaven.
If you would like someone to share your burden of prayer right now, call 361-633-3308 or log on to CalvaryLighthouseChurch.net. Answers has prayer partners throughout the KCTA listening area. God's promises are for you now. If you want to become a part of the Answers prayer team, let us know. We would be excited to share weekly prayer needs with you as a prayer partner. Also, if you have experienced an answer from God in prayer, please call us. We want to rejoice with your praise report. Our number again is 361-633-3308. You can write us at Answers, P.O. Box 539, Portland, Texas 78374. El Dios que servimos tiene la respuesta de necesidad. Si desea que alguien se asocie con usted en la oración, por favor llámanos a 361-633-3308. Si Dios ha respondido tu oración especial, danos tu reporte. Queremos alabar a Dios contigo. Respuestas es un ministerio en Calvary Lighthouse Church en Portland, Texas.